Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Now, in the studio with me, world-renowned transformation artist, a modern-day embodiment of the virtuous woman and the enlightened queens of ancient Egypt, an Emmy Award-winning hairstylist and businesswoman, she epitomizes class, grace, intellect, and wisdom. Sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my dear sister, Hadiya Barbera. Now, you feel transformed?
I do. I love your voice. Oh, my goodness.
That's what we do.
That's you know, what you do.
In radio,
you just
you
like
know,
let it vibrate.
Yeah, just let it like, ease let out. It just yeah, just flow. Liberate it, free it.
Yeah.
Let it be free. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy this thing called life as best we can.
Yes.
Yeah. Very even in the midst of all of the just ridiculousness that's going on all around us,
we have to hold our power.
Yes. We must. We must. What if you just turned your magic all the way the hell up? I had to change the title of the book for radio purposes.
You could just say, what if you just turn your magic all the way on?
All the way on. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. By Hadiya Barbera. This is an interesting little piece right here. An interesting little... I mean, I look at this. This is like a coffee table, but it's a small coffee
right,
table book.
Yeah.
You know, you had just blown it up a little bit. It would have been just a straight coffee table. But it's also a workbook as well.
Yes, it is.
And it's inviting people to do what?
To work on themselves.
That's the work.
To work on themselves. And so when I created this book, What If You Just Turn Your Magic All the Way On? Mm-hmm. It was just really to ask yourself that question. What mm-hmm. on the scale of me turning it all the way on, where am I? Mm-hmm. Am I at my fullest potential? Am mm-hmm. I halfway? Am mm-hmm. I almost there? Am I procrastinating? Mm-hmm. And to really get out of your heads, get out of your own way, mm-hmm. and get the work mm-hmm. done, and to live unapologetically.
Yes.
I just believe that in this world, we're taught to always please people, mm-hmm. to make others comfortable. And I'm saying, no, make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Make yourself uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do here on the movement.
Yeah.
We comfort the comfortless and we make uncomfortable the comfortable.
Yes.
That's what we do.
That's how we grow.
That's how we do it. Mm-hmm. We all over to fit in. When we come back, we're going to continue with my dear sister, Hadiya Barbera. She's in the city and got some things going on.
Oh, yes, I do.
In a beautiful city called the A. We're going to talk about that on the other side of break on the radio. Also, if anybody blows me up at 404-892-2703, we will integrate you into the conversation as well as we spend some time on transformation. Mm-hmm. On a Fancy Friday. On News Talk 1380.
Can you see what's happening? Whatever's going down.
News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
You know that I
yeah, it's your brother.
Right.
Your brother up in here with your sister, Hadiya Barbera.
Yeah.
And them brothers. It's a showdown. That's what we have. And it's a showdown.
It's a showdown.
Yeah, it's power exchange.
Mm, you the masculine, the feminine.
Yes. Intersectionality. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. 404-892-2703. Man, too much power up in here.
Too much power. It's never
yeah,
too much power.
Yeah. Hadiya Barbera, you are in the city. You got an event.
On Sunday.
Coming up on Sunday. It's going to be transforming.
It's It's called The Goddess Awakening 1111.
Okay, talk about it.
So The Goddess Awakening 1111 is, it's an event that I do, but it's more than an event. It's more of a celebration, a ceremony.
Okay.
Where I bring so many different women together to be free, to experience freedom in their bodies, to release, to experience sisterhood on a very deep and real level, to move their bodies, to get into their sensuality, to connect back to their roots, and to know what love really is.
I feel you.
And the love that comes from self.
That's exactly what I was feeling. I mean, to identify and to recognize and to honor the love that comes from within for oneself,
yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that makes it easier and more fluid to share it with other people.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's interesting how this all came about. Mm-hmm. This is a lifestyle that I live.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who I am.
Yes.
This is not some trend or some new age gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I've always lived my life. And before it became very popular to do this type of ritual work, I was always looked at as kind of weird. Like, she's strange, or what is she doing lighting this sage? It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that people started becoming attracted to the joy, and the peace, and the confidence, and then the love of self. And so when you have the love, there's something that everyone needs and everyone's looking for, no matter who you are and where you stand in this life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to be accepted,
yes.
And to be loved,
yes.
And to be embraced, and to be understood, to be welcomed.
And that shouldn't be foreign, and it shouldn't be unusual. That ought to be normal, but we got to make it.
Well, it ought to be normal, but we live in, especially in America, we live in a society that is always trying to tell you what you're not.
Yeah.
And what you should be,
mm-hmm.
and what's accepted as society's norm.
Mm-hmm.
And so things get a little cloudy. Then we have social media that's telling you the same thing, and then there's comparison, and then people not feeling worthy. So what I bring is worthiness, self-worth, honor.
Mm-hmm. This is necessary work, sister. I mean, it's kind of the work that I do as well, and so I'm kind of joining you and welcoming you to the city of Atlanta to spread this kind of feeling to people.
Yes.
Because, you know, I say to folks all the time, only what you feel is real. You got to trust the inner voice and allow the inner voice to tell you of your value and of your worth, and to help you to block out the outside voices that have messages that counter that message of positivity. When I encountered you in the green room, you said you came to bring positivity into the space.
I'm the priestess of positivity.
The priestess of positivity. Talk about that. Talk about being the priestess of positivity. And you know what I also like to for you to share? I want you to share how it is that you regenerate that which you expend into the lives of others. How do you regenerate yourself after you give up?
Oh, how do I bring it back?
One of the
main reasons, you know, staying positive and being positive is not necessarily something that comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that it's just like you're always going to be positive,
mm-hmm.
but it is a practice. It's a constant it's a training, and it's a constant practice, and it's also knowing how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Is knowing how to turn off also, you know, because being positive doesn't mean that you're also going to just accept everything that comes your way.
Right.
Being positive also doesn't mean that you're going to take slaps in the face and take disrespect either.
Right, right.
You know, it's just being positive is always coming back to self-reflection, also looking at self and reflecting on self. What part do I have to play in this? What energy am I bringing to the world so that I could really pay attention to the energy that I'm attracting to myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that there's times where my energy may be off. I may not always feel positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I know I'm not feeling this way, that's when I just shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything turns off, unplugged, and then I go back to self. And I just start to speak with myself and sit with myself and say, okay, what are you trying to teach me? If I feel negative energy coming my way, or anything that might be in me, I have to ask the energy, what have you come to teach me? What lessons have you come? What do I need to surrender to? Mm-hmm. And I'm always willing to surrender. I'm mm-hmm. always willing to be the student.
Yes.
And this is how I regenerate this energy to others all the time, because everything is a lesson. Mm-hmm. Everything is teachings.
Yeah.
And you always remain a child, mm-hmm. always remaining a student, always remaining humble mm-hmm. and in self-reflection. And so there's times where I go through cycles of I'm giving and I'm freeing, I'm giving, and then I'm stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's now, how do I feel? Always checking in with self. How am I feeling? And then I come back in, okay, what do we need to do? Okay, we need some time by the water. We need to sit still in meditation. There's something that I need to know. I need to hear. I need to hear the voices speak to me. And so this is how we regenerate, is we take time for self first. And the world teaches us not to.
Right, exactly. Because
overgive.
Because the world doesn't want you to be healthy.
No.
And to be positive.
No.
Right? Let's go. You know what? I got Carla on the line. I got Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Out of the D. Shelly, out of Detroit. Shelly, come on in, babe.
Hey, I just caught the end of y'all conversation. I was waiting on her answer. She gave it to you. You know how I regenerate myself when I give, because I'm a very giving individual, too,
mm-hmm.
is I jump on a plane and take off for a couple of weeks, you know.
Okay.
And when I come back, everything, you know, I have to stop the world, you know, and mm-hmm. go do something different. When I come back, you know, I see things in a different perspective, and I recharge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a way of getting into your regular grooves of daily grind and, you know, helping the same people and you know what I'm saying, the expectations, et cetera, et cetera. Jumping on the plane to take it off and stopping all that madness has been working wonders for me.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of coincides with what you said.
Well, you know.
Sometimes you got to. But you know what, Shelly? Also, y'all got weed in Michigan now, so
you
got to get on no plane.
We got the cannabis in California too.
Y'all, I know y'all can.
Man, that stuff make me too paranoid. I can't best ride with no weed. I can't even best ride.
You got to get the sun grown.
But you know what? Some educators. I was in Cameroon. Some educators out of Atlanta. They had baked goods.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, y'all
baked goods.
Baked goods. To get on the airplane. I said, y'all got through the U.S. Border
yes.
with marijuanas and cookies and brownies.
The girls be having all folks be having cookies and brownies all in their pocket.
Hey, you know what? It's a different kind of high, though. It catch up with you later,
and it stays with you longer too.
Like,
you can't get it off of you that easy.
Right.
It's medicine, Shelly. It's medicine.
Drums, man,
but you know,
and I'm looking around.
Uh-huh.
But you know, there's also the medicine that is a, you know, there's times that we need to retreat and we need to jump on the plane and we need to just stop everything and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then
sure.
sometimes we do that out of anxiety, out of saying, I had enough, that's it, I'm shutting it down. And so my what I bring to the table is how to keep this practice on a daily basis so that you don't become frustrated where you just have to just leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you could always retreat within self, retreat back
uh-huh.
to self, come
mm-hmm.
home to self on a daily basis by putting self first, and especially
uh-huh.
as mothers, as women.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us are mothers and
uh-huh.
grandmothers and aunties and we're bosses and we're entrepreneurs and we're,
uh-huh.
we're wives, lovers, all of it. And that means that we're taught to give so much to the world first. But if we can switch.
A lot of expectations.
Expectations, demands. And I say, listen, when I wake up in the morning, I know I tell my daughter, listen, you cannot speak to me for the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
For the first hour, that time is mine. When I wake
uh-huh.
up into the world, that time belongs to me. You cannot come knocking on my door. You can't come
uh-huh.
with the problems. None of it. This is my time. And then I dance. And I connect with my body. I connect with
uh-huh.
my movement and my flow. And that is my meditation. And then now I fill up myself so much that I have fuel to go through the day,
uh-huh.
to handle what comes to me. And then there's times where, you know what, I'm going to handle this much today, and then
mm-hmm.
I'll handle the rest tomorrow.
Okay, so where is you on Facebook? Because I want to know when you come to Detroit. What are you on Facebook?
Yes, Hadiya Barbell. And you could,
uh-huh.
And I also have a book called TurnYourMagicOnBook.com. TurnYourMagicOnBook.com.
Mm.
Okay.
And
all
you can
right,
read
I'm gonna
my
look
book.
You up. I'm a Dr. Slaughter, real quick.
Yes, sure.
Before you punch me off of here,
mm-hmm.
you know your brother in Florida. Ever since the election, been calling every day. You know, complaining because
mm-hmm.
he didn't invest so much in his candidate.
You talking about Dougie? Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. He been crying since Wednesday. And rightfully so, you know, he had a lot invested of it, and he's very passionate about it. But, you know, I'd rather have been in his situation than what I was in up here, man. We had a bunch of millennials that came out that pink hat movement that wasn't politicians. And a white woman ticket, you didn't know none of them. You voted for them because they had D's behind their name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'd rather would have been in his situation and been behind somebody than just voting for the D's. You know what I'm saying?
I see you. But yeah, you did it, though.
Yeah.
And y'all pulled it off, so, you know.
Yes.
It's all gravy.
We don't see what this marijuana going to do. I got to figure out how I'm going to make
everybody should be just cooler and just more mellow in the D, you know. And y'all could go and get Kwame out, you know, and let Kwame be mayor again. You know what I'm saying? Free Kwame Kilpatrick. That's what I'm talking about. And smoke it out. All right. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be black in a minute with more of this thing called The Movement. Don't you go nowhere. We're at the bottom of the hour. No place to go from here but to the top. And we're going with my dear sister. Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother, Dr. F.T. Slaughter, up in here with my dear sister, Adia Barbell. Yeah, just exchanging positive energy, you know what I'm saying? In California dreaming, you feel me? 404-892-2703. Lord, we done went to praying up in here, man. That's a beautiful thing. 404-892-2703. Yep. My sister loved me, and I love my sister. And it's real easy. You know, it's just real easy. Yeah. And you like me. I can start crying about stuff like that when it's real and it's nice and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. Because for our people to recover, we got to have these kinds of encounters and share love and spirit. You know, that's pure. Because we still got some purity left in us.
Me too.
Yeah. They ain't been able to destroy our souls. You know, we keep on regenerating ourselves. But the only way we can do it is through relationship with each other. You know, you got to take the risk and take the chance to feel love and respect and to honor people that look like you straight up. Because we all got the same experiences in one way or the other. We're just trying to process them.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the show.
So much of us is so afraid to love, to open up our hearts to love. So, like, in this moment, I just had this moment, and I just sat with you and held your hand, and I just felt so much love, and it just touched my heart. Yeah. And then the tears start to flow just because of the abundance and the gratitude that I experienced and just being able to have that space to love.
Yes, and that's real. And that's what we got to do as sisters and brothers, so we can save each other.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. 404-892-2703. You got your this event, which is more than an event. It's an experience that you are offering sisters the opportunity to join you in. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Can you? Where is it going to be? When is it going to be? What are the What's going on with that? How can we get
It's going to be right here, downtown Atlanta. It's on my website. It's called goddessglowup.com, which is www.goddessglow, which is G-L-O, not the W, up. So, you know, show up to glow up.
Okay.
You know, goddessglowup.com. And the tickets are sold out, actually, but I'm willing to squeeze some more in.
Okay.
Who just really want to free their spirits and experience this type of
love. Well, they should say, I'm down with the movement. If you come through and say, I'm down with the movement.
Say, I'm down with the movement.
You can get a little space in
there. Yes, you can.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Because you will never, like, the people, every woman that attends is never the same when they leave. You'll never be the same way that you came. And that's my mission. There's nothing more. There's nothing more that I would love to do than to dedicate my life to the service of helping the wounded become healed and to set the souls free, to give people some hope that you are so much more valuable than you realize.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have an opportunity while you're in this physical body to change it all around.
And let's do it. Let's do it. I want folks to come out. Where is it again? Where is
it's downtown. The address is already on. Everything is there.
So they
just have to go to goddessglowup.com.
Or
go to my Instagram, Hadiya Barbell.
Okay.
And then just hit me up on a DM and say you're down with the movement.
And
mention your
make
name.
Make your way up into the space, with Dr. M.
And I'll hook you up. A little special ticket, actually.
And get the hook up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you be turning, you be blowing the internet up. With your
medicine wheel meditations.
Medicine wheel.
Yeah, I don't call it a hula hoop. It's just like hula hoop is just
a medicine
playtime.
Wheel. Yeah.
Medicine wheel.
And I'm thinking, and the hula hoop. Yeah, it but I'm getting spiritual though. Cause I'm saying it's cause it's spinning counterclockwise. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean
that is not insignificant. That is significant because that's what our ancestors did when they would join with each other, join hands and make a ring and ring shout, moving the body. See, what people don't get is people miss that dance is the first, it's the first modality of worship. Before people did anything else to worship the deity, they danced.
Dance.
So
the drums.
And move your body because that's all you got to offer to the deity. God don't want your money. It be the Negroes that need a new car. They want your money. You know, God don't need your money. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, shucks, man. So I'm clear about the power of dance, the power of movement, and the primacy of the body. Because one of the things that people try to make you do, you know, and this comes out of our experience as being enslaved persons, we devalue our bodies. Right, because the body, we were told that there's a duality, there's a separation between the body and the mind,
mm-hmm.
and you just take your mind out of your body, so your body can endure the pain, right? But you can't take your mind out of your body because your mind is in every cell of your body,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And your body is needing you to take care of it and to protect it from others who would come against you. And try to kill your spirit and your soul through the destruction of your body.
Yep.
Do you feel me?
And in the control of your mind.
Exactly. And those kind of work correspondingly with each other. What do you give sisters in terms of tools to be able to withstand that kind of destruction?
So many tools. And it's interesting that you said that because dance is one of the main form of tools. But then it's more than just moving the body. It's also what are we putting into our bodies? Mm-hmm. Really paying attention to what are we allowing to go into our bodies? And when I say that, I'm not talking about just the food that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about what company are you keeping?
Mm-hmm.
What are you reading?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What type of music are you listening to?
Yep.
You know, because what you allow to enter your body is what you become.
Mm-hmm.
And so what type of conversations are you having? Are they uplifting you? And so it's all mm-hmm. about what is entering your body energetically.
Mm-hmm.
What is entering your body to nourish your body? Mm-hmm. Is it nourishing your body or is it destroying you?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also a part of it also. What's entering your body sexually?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nourishing your mind, body, spirit, or is it stealing from you? Is mm-hmm. it robbing from you? Is it taking from you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you giving something away? Are you keeping something for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What type of relationships are you allowing into your life?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things is what I teach as far as embodying the essence of a goddess daily. I also have an online program called the Goddess Collective, mm-hmm. and where I work with women beyond a retreat, beyond an experience, beyond mm-hmm. being in person, where I'm dedicated to continuing the work. And so women are with me on a journey for about a year. And each month we go through a different door and we open up that door. I may have them do a fast. I may have them do learn how to do a sacred bath,
mm-hmm.
how to
mm-hmm.
do a spiritual bath. I teach them about the moon cycles.
Okay.
And how we're coincided with the moon cycles as women, working with our womb cycles.
Yeah. Womb man.
Womb man.
And it's all lunar. You know what I mean?
Lunar. Yeah. Okay, so then the medicine wheel, which is the circle of life,
right?
That is lunar as well.
Mm.
And then you are in the center. And so when you are in the center and then that wheel is moving around you and that circle is moving around you, you're realizing that, wow, I'm the center and I'm controlling all that revolves around me.
You're the wheel in the middle of the wheel.
That's what I'm
Look, when we come back, we're going to conclude our conversation with my dear sister and shut this show down. It's been just transformational.
Magical.
Hey, yeah, and all of that. 404-892-2703 is the number if you want to get a call in and holler at my dear sister Hadia. I got one slot open for somebody to jump into. Jump on in, and I'm taking calls on the other side of the break on the radio. Man, y'all feel that, man? It's been funky all day up in here, and the funk level is like at a critical mass right now. It's a beautiful thing. All right, I'm your brother, and I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing called The Movement. You stay tuned. The news is called 1380.
On my neck, dollars begins. Hop off a jig, barely get rich. Cash through the mud and I get a check. You selling run on my beds and my chest. Chanel address, clean up a mess. I eat a flesh, you know the rest. Count up a hun, couple Rolex. Shine like the sun, you truly blessed. Who's gonna be take? In the clip, boy, like I Uber these jets. This is on me, got my Gucci shirt wet. Put an M in my bag, don't get used to the rest. I'm with this school where they teach you finesse. I hung these shoes for the drip, I invest. I'm the boss, man, I keep cashing the desk. Go to cool fast when they end with an S.
Now that I'm home, back off the road, we shut it down, where they sold. Checks in the streets, J number four, Saint Laurent feet, put it on toes. Take it with me, double your dose, covered with angels that's watching my soul. Jack out of bed, it's bigger windows. Said I beat the intent, but I got the info.
I feel like I'm chosen, I'm covered in gold.
Noon to talk, 1380. W-A-O-K. It's your brother. Up and again it in. Exactly four. Four.
Took nothing but five, man. She hopped it and drove.
Yeah, for real. In the studio, Hadia Barbell. And, man, that's that Travis Scott and that Gunna. All right, this got to be over. So we got to go. We got to get out of here. I got some callers, though, that probably want to holler at you before we go. Okay? All right. Man, wear the hula hoop when you need it. What was that sister? What was it? Samoa. Talking about shoot. You remember her? Samoa had this comedy but about the hula hoop. Shoot. Sister Ebony, come on up in here.
Good morning, Dr. Slaughter. Good morning, Hadia. How are you?
Hi.
Hadia representing from your city.
Oh, absolutely. Brooklyn's fine as well, you know.
Yes.
Yours truly. But I love you. I think you're in the middle and women that want to get free and love sisterhood and think, you know, I just think you're amazing. I think you're amazing, and I'm so happy that Dr. Slaughter has you on today.
Thank you so much.
I think it's
much.
A perfect end to a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for saying
you're
that.
You're absolutely welcome.
Yeah. Mm. Man, so y'all home, girls.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel that energy, too. I feel that power, that connection.
And I caught the end of what you were saying. You were saying go on IG on Glow Up, on Goddess Glow Up.
Goddess Glow Up, yes. GLOUP.
Yeah, I went on. I did it. I liked it. I did all of that. Mentioned the movement. So hopefully whenever you announce, I would be honored to be in your presence if you so choose.
Thank you. Are you in New York?
I'm here in Atlanta.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so send me a DM.
Okay, certainly.
Okay.
We're talking about JF Brick Studios, though, right? JF Brick Studios?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
And folks need a yoga mat and a dress regal, royal, and sensually.
Yes, just come royal with all, you know, present yourself as you want the world to see yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I try to walk in that every day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a bit much for the world, but it's okay. They'll catch up.
Let them have it.
Absolutely.
Oh, the world I live in, we love it.
We love, you know, the culture that we come from. Yeah. We were always elaborate and regal. You know, that's how we always were.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing
as
too
much. And that was normal. Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah. You
know? And I want us to get back to a day where that is so comfortable that our counterparts and our peers, our black brothers and sisters, embrace it and don't, you know, criticize it or try to squelch it and diminish it. I really, really look forward to that because I think we're all entitled.
No doubt.
You know, it begins with us. It begins with you. It begins with how you see you. Because there's always going to be naysayers. It's never going to be 100% where everyone's on one side. And we just have to understand that. And so we just begin with us. And then we set the wave. We bring the wave to the world.
Let it ripple.
You
know, the biblical text says, beware when all men speak well of you.
It was my intention to just let it fade out and not mention it, but today is so pivotal. I had such a horrific day yesterday, in regards to the shooting. You know my story, and it's bizarre that 19 years later, I still suffer, but 19 years later, I had a terrible day. I couldn't leave the house.
I'm sure it was traumatic for you. So.
Why are people still being shot in clubs? This is craziness. This is craziness. And it just makes me understand how blessed and how much more work God has for me to do, which is why he left me here. But my God, rest in peace to those souls that had to endure it. It doesn't get easier.
No.
And it was in California and here in Atlanta. So I was...
We got to pull something together on that, Sister Ebony. We got to pull something together to try to bless people. Because we are a people traumatized, you know. And then when we experience other kind of experiences with violence, it exacerbates what we've already experienced and causes us to feel even more out of sorts. So, yeah, we need to pull together something soon at the church to address this.
Absolutely. Okay? Once you've been affected, any trauma can re-traumatize you. But when you have been affected by gun trauma, every bullet, every gunshot is your gunshot all over again. And it doesn't end. And, this is why this is so important. Like, I really need to get free from this. I always think I'm healed until something like this happens and I realize that I'm not.
Right.
You know, and it's terrifying. But thank you so much for all you guys do. And
Be well,
thank you
my
for
sister.
Sharing with us.
Yeah, be and well.
It really touched me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing you Sunday.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. That's Sister Ebony. Last caller. Flavor Kane. Come on in here.
God bless Dr. Slaughter, your beautiful guest.
God bless Flavor Kane.
Everybody down with the movement. Doc, I heard you yesterday. You said something which compelled me to call today.
Okay.
About something you saw. You saw a picture. I don't know if it was a commercial or what, but it was a white Adam and Eve with a banana.
Yeah, that was this. They got this thing running on CNN. You know, and they're trying to tell us to not look at, you know, don't mistake a banana for an apple for a banana. But every image they were showing were images that were in error themselves. For instance, they had Adam and Eve, who were supposedly Adam and Eve, with a banana instead of with an apple. And I was saying, the lie ain't the apple and the banana. The lie is that Adam and Eve was white. So you're killing me. You're trying to tell me. I mean, so how do you try to help me out of a fallacy by showing me a fallacy? How do you do that?
Right.
How do you how do I get out of this lie with another lie?
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you what you, all of the stuff you just saw with that one picture. You saw, it was a double entendre. It had two meanings.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the fact that we know, they say Adam and Eve were the first two humans, right?
Yes, that's what they say, but we know better, but anyway.
Okay, but check this out. If you're an atheist, listen, if you're an atheist, we came from monkeys. And what do monkeys eat?
Bananas.
There you go. Okay, that's what they were showing us. That's what they're showing you. We came from animals.
Okay.
Or else we are white. That's what I'm saying. But we all know what they're trying to do. This stuff is dumb, and they're not playing with us.
You right, Flavor Kane, but I gotta go. All right. It's been a great show. It's been a great week. And the week was made topped off. You know, that kind of with the cherry on top. With my dear sister coming through the studio and blessing us with her presence. Thanks to my crack production staff for pulling this interview together.
Thank you.
And to your assistant as well.
Shout out to Nikki Jones on camera.
That's what I'm talking about.
And for being a great support. Thank you so much.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister, Adia Barbell.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. On the movement with your brother. All right, then, it's time to raise up out of here, man. I see you on Monday if the Lord say the same thing. If not, holler at me when you see me on the street. Until then, peace to peace to the Archbishop and the Holy Family, to the beloved community that I love so well, to my DJ, DJ JD, Smooth Criminal in the place to be, and you, all I want you to do is love me, and I'm going to love you black on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I ain't scared of you. I'm down for a fight. This is the blackest show on radio.
Flora, look, you need to make this thing a movement, not just a talk show.
It is a movement. I like that name. The Movement with Dr.
A movement.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.